This week's Parshas Vayitzeh talks a lot about dealings with father-in-laws, Yaakov and Lavan. So maybe we'll deal with a certain tshuva about a father-in-law. Zorbasin and his wife once got a knock on the door very late at night, and it was a certain young woman crying her eyes out. Literally, probably, and it didn't say in the tshuva, like it was 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, whatever it was. She's crying, and they bring her in, and they say, "What's wrong? What happened?" She said, I got married 2 nights ago, and my husband already left me. So Zorbasin said, "Whoa, how bad could your cooking have been?" No, he didn't say that. He said, "What happened? I don't understand. Why did your husband leave you?" She said, "Unfortunately, my father, who happens to be an Arab, came to our house, and my husband, when we were dating, always knew there were issues with my father, but he's very much out of the picture. And my father decided, you know, once my mother left his Arab village after we were born, and everything, and she ran away with the kids." His goal in life is to, once all the kids get married, is to ruin their marriages. This is his goal. This is what he puts on his shidduch, hasn't he? He ruins his kids' marriages. So 2 nights ago, tonight my father-in-law comes to our door. He found out where we lived, whatever, and he knocked on her and said, "Hey, son, nice to meet you. I'm your Arab father-in-law." So he said, so the woman says, my husband left me. I don't know what to do. So Zorbasin asked her what your husband's name was, and he got in touch with the family, someone who knew the family, and asked the husband to be able to come over. The husband said it was a mekach tos, right? He got married under false pretenses. He never would have married her, knowing that if her father was an Arab. So what's pshat here? What do they do? So Zorbasin goes on to explain the following. He says the Gemara in Vamma says on Memhem and Aleph. Everyone knows this. Even your third grade kids knows this. That a mother who is Jewish and a father who is a Gentile, non-Jew, the kid is still Jewish. Lamaisa. Gemara goes on to explain that a certain person once comes to Rabbi Yehuda, asking for advice for a shidduch. What happens? His mother was Jewish. His father wasn't Jewish, and no one wanted to marry him. So what did Rabbi Yehuda's advice for this guy's shidduch? He said, "Go to a city where no one knows you. Go to a town where no one's going to know you, and therefore, and you'll get married then, right? You'll be okay." And Rava gives the same advice to someone else who had a Gentile father. All the Rishonim ask, "Isn't this Geneva's das? He's going into a town. You're the person making a false pretense, type of a marriage." If that person knew that this guy had a Gentile father, he never would have married them. So what's going on here? How could Rav Yehuda and how could Rava give this advice? So the Kilos Yaakov, the stipler, I was zochet to be by his kever in Bnei Brak. It's all the same cemetery, and I always say the past few weeks that I've been by his kever. It's all the Bnei Brak cemetery. I'll give you guys a lot of credit if you guys are zochet to go next year. I'll be there for a while. There's a lot of gedolim there. So the stipler goes on to explain that the girls would not ideally choose to marry them. However, once they were married to these people, to be able to go through a tough divorce, and then to be able to go, who says you're going to be able to get married? That in itself is not going to outweigh the fact of all the positive traits there. This is his lashon. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You don't know if once you get divorced that person's going to go on. So much so is that you don't have to tell them why, because once you have all the positive qualities there, right? Once you have all the they get married and they build up this tremendous ava for each other. You know, we would hope that Be'ez Hashem, that once you tell this guy that your father is a Gentile, that it would it, not hope it, it's going to outweigh it. To be able to go through all those things, a person's not going to want to go through those things. Plus, you have all these positive things. Therefore, it would not be a problem of Geneva's das, and that's why Rabbi Huda and Rava gave this advice to this person in the Gemara. Rabbi Zurbasin explained this point to the newly runaway husband and told him, you know, when it comes down to it, your marriage is 100% kosher. It wasn't Geneva's das lamaisa, and you should you got to at least give your wife a fair chance. The husband said, "No, okay, you know, I understand the Rebbe's Zurbasin's your psak 100%." And Rav Zorbasin says at the end of the tshuva that within a year that they were zochet to have they built up their marriage tremendously, and they were zochet to have a baby boy, and who did they name the baby? the baby after the name after the stapler to be able to give a karsa tov to him for his explanation of the Gemara. So Bez Hashem, we should be zocha. First of all, we should be zocha not to have Arab father in laws and Maiza. Second of all, we should be zocha to name our children after holy tzaddikim and Mitzvah Shem.